Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Law enforcement has taken 22-year-old Roy Scoggins into custody after he walked through McKinleyville with a firearm, prompting two schools to go on lockdown. The sheriff's office received a call from his mother, who said that Scoggins, who had a felony warrant out for his arrest, had taken a firearm and was headed north on Central Avenue towards Ocean West Trailer Park. Police notified McKinleyville Middle School and Morris Elementary School, and they decided to go on lockdown, although there was no knowledge of Scoggins' intentions. Police contacted Scoggins' grandmother, who gave them his phone number. They proceeded to call Scoggins directly, and he agreed to surrender to the sheriff's McKinleyville substation. At Wednesday night's meeting at the Warfinger Building, a meeting called by businessman Rob Arkley, hundreds of people gathered to discuss the issue of homelessness and the impacts it has on the city of Eureka. Arkley has focused his efforts on the city because of what he sees are the negative impacts on business, public safety, and quality of life in the county seat. The issue is countywide, however, and Sheriff Mike Downey is quite aware that what may work in other areas may not work in Eureka.
What I have tried in one area of the county, I'll use Fortuna as an example, what we call the boxcars, and we cleaned that up, is not necessarily going to work in another part of the county or in the city of Eureka. So it's a very complex issue. Each area has its own complexities that go along with it. So what worked one place may not work in another place.
Downey also pointed out that the sheriff's office is closely tied with Eureka, and that his department has a keen interest in what happens.
The sheriff's department is there to assist in any way we can. We have a stake in the city, our offices are there, the county jail is in the city of Eureka, so, you know, we have a stake in this issue, and we want to work with all the other entities to try and come up with some solutions.
The Siskiyou unit of CAL FIRE and the Klamath National Forest announced today that they will offer up to a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of those responsible for starting the Salmon River and Butler fires. The wildfires were started on July 31st, burned more than 37,000 acres, and cost taxpayers millions of dollars. Siskiyou Unit Chief Bernie Paul said in a statement, and I quote, "We know these fires were started by human action. We want to find the person responsible," end quote. The Eureka Police Department's POP team conducted a prostitution sting on Wednesday night at a local motel and made two arrests. Officers made calls to several women who had posted information on the internet. 23-year-old Nisha Watts-Brown and 27-year-old Andalicia Matheny responded, and when they arrived at the motel, they were arrested and booked for solicitation of prostitution. On Sunday, Eureka Police responded to the parking lot of the Royal Motel in Eureka and found 33-year-old Joshua Burrell suffering from what appeared to be stab wounds. Despite medical aid and transportation to the hospital for treatment, Burrell later died as a result of those injuries, and Eureka Police opened a homicide investigation. By Tuesday, detectives report they had developed probable cause to arrest 25-year-old William Flores. Flores was booked on a homicide charge, and the investigation into any confrontation and the actions surrounding the incident is ongoing. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Early Wednesday morning, the sheriff's office responded to a report of an armed robbery at the 76 gas station and mini mart in the 2600 block of Central Avenue in McKinleyville. Deputies met with the store clerk, who said that the male suspect walked into the store, pointed a firearm at the clerk, and threatened to shoot if he touched the alarm. He then put a duffel bag on top of the counter and demanded the money in the cash register. The suspect is described as a white male adult, 5'8", 140 pounds, wearing a black sweatshirt, blue jeans, and a red bandana over his face. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Mendocino deputies recovered stolen items worth more than $5,000 after serving a probation search at the residence of 30-year-old Tucker Chester in Fort Bragg. Chester was found in possession of items taken during a break-in at a Fort Bragg home after the homeowner called 911 to report that someone had burglarized his garage. The victim was able to identify his belongings, and Chester was booked into county jail on burglary and possession of stolen goods. And the sheriff's office continues to search for 37-year-old county jail inmate James Franklin Kane, who walked away from a work crew at the sheriff's office's woodlot. Kane is an adult white male, 5'7", 180 pounds, with short brown hair, a balding spot on the top of his head, and he was last seen wearing black boots, a white t-shirt, and blue jeans. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.